Welcome everyone to day 19 of the Winter Feast for the Soul here and beyond. Take a moment to settle into your seat. Let go of the morning you've already had, the travel, getting in your car, mindful rushing, computer stuff, getting yourself set up. Just see if you can just let that go. And just arrive in the present moment, however you are. Whether it's the way you want to be or not. See if you can just be with it. And continuing our discussion of patience, the third traditional way in which we talk about patience or invite patience into our life is around the having patience with the truth of human life. The fact that it doesn't last. And all the things that go with that. Aging, illness, slowing down, change, loss, shifting into different stages of our lives, and just noticing the vulnerability and frailty of just being a human on the planet. And taking a moment to notice that, acknowledge it, and see if we can bring a little kindness and patience to that experience. In the big ways, and also in the little ways, in noticing the little changes that we all experience every day. Little things shifting, changing, seasons changing, our bodies changing. And if we can notice and be patient with the little ways, it can help us to build that ability to bring that patience to the bigger ways. And I just wanted to offer this quote from Norman Fisher's book on the Paramitas. He says, "It takes a deep and patient forbearance to accept our human vulnerability, that we die, that we are at the mercy of time and the world." And just allowing that to be the ground of your practice with a sense of kindness and gentleness. And remembering, of course, that we're not alone in this, that everyone experiences this. So shifting to our more formal practice, and again, taking a moment to take your seat, to feel the ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, the weight of the body resting here, the body just the way it is right now, the age it is in, the condition. And then from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, able to meet change with flexibility, acceptance, and patience. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening or softening in front. And then resting our hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and comfort of our practice together.